Hey, this is Chris with a content warning for this episode. Owing to the nature of the monster in it, the boogeyman, we will be discussing child endangerment, child molestation, and violence toward animals. If those are sensitive topics for you, you may want to skip this series of episodes. Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Beyond the Supernatural RPG to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Beyond the Supernatural 2nd Edition, the first printing from January 2005. Today we're discussing page 232 of Beyond the Supernatural. We are still in the monsters section, we're still in the bestiary that closes Beyond the Supernatural, and believe it or not, we're still talking about the boogeyman. The embodiment of parents' fears of child abduction and torment and all those things, in the form of a severely incompetent 6 to 7 foot tall, extremely obvious threat to children. A monster just ill-suited to stealing kids. I have it on good authority, although I don't remember personally, that when I was a baby, a haggard man named Lucky, who I believe was a drug dealer, was allowed to blow a raspberry on my belly. Now that was circumstantial. And look, I'm not trying to stigmatize being involved in the drug trade to the extent that I think it takes away your human right to blow raspberries on a baby's tummy, but it's a compromising situation for a baby. I was in it, but I think even that peculiar combination of people and time and place that permitted that to happen, if a boogeyman had showed up, I think my dad would probably have chased him away with a fire axe or something. Lucky was a creep, but the boogeyman is a deluxe creep from hell, and everybody knows it. On this page, we get a little bit deeper into the mechanical aspect of the boogeyman, which I think is going to be very relevant if you use the boogeyman in a game, because the boogeyman's child abduction game, as we've seen, is whack. The boogeyman is bad at stealing kids. It's not going to take long to track the boogeyman down to their perfectly obvious lair, and then find this big stinky motherfucker there and realize this is the demon you came for. This is not going to be too much of a clue trail before we get to the fight with the big stinky monster. By the way, speaking of stinky, the skills of the boogeyman are on this page. He has brewing. It's like, what more can you do to help parents find their stolen child? Here's a fun experiment for listeners. Go find like an abandoned storefront or some other location like that directly across the street from a place where children congregate, like a daycare or a school. Bring 24 cats who hate you, as many crows and ravens as you can catch in the space, start killing neighborhood pets in the region, throw rocks at everyone you see, and keep beer brewing in there all the time, and see how long it takes for you to get a visit from the fucking cops. And that's without stealing any kids. Anyway, I've got nothing else to prove here. We've already established last time that the boogeyman is bad at his job of stealing kids and will be easily apprehended. The question is, what do you do when you catch him? Here are the details. Here's the stat block, and this starts on the previous page. Boogeymen are always diabolic, which is, as you know, the evilest of all evil alignments. Quote, cruel, vindictive, and abusive. Boogeymen have about average IQ, although in a very narrow range as compared to human beings. They have somewhat weak mental endurance, so low willpower, very low mental affinity, low charisma, understandably, quite high supernatural strength, average of 29, a high but not exceptional physical prowess, so surprisingly nimble but like not so as you'd notice, high physical endurance, gotta have it. I mean, just the cat hair alone. You gotta be made of sterner stuff. I can't imagine having the energy to steal a child if I were living with 24 goddamn shedding cats all the time, but maybe that's because I don't have a passion for child abduction. Physical beauty, low, obviously. Speed, quite high, but physical attributes plummet. They're halved in sunlight or daytime. Once again, not a problem that you have with a mortal child abductor. We're really painting the lily here, abducting children with a big hulking demon when, you know, how strong do you have to be? Like, you don't see many headlines like child abductor gets shit kicked in by feisty 7-year-old. Most of the time when you fail at stealing a kid, it's not because you didn't put in the time at the gym. Armor rating, 10, pretty impressive, right? A little bit hard to hurt with physical attacks. High SDC, but once again, it gets halved during the day or in sunlight, which, by the way, is probably when paranormal investigators are going to find you because you hunt only at dawn or dusk. And then you like dangle loogies in this kid's face or whatever you're doing to torment them for 28 hours afterward, which means when the player characters catch wind of it and start trying to track you down, it's probably daylight hours. Horror factor 10, 15 to kids, but you know, unless you've got a child paranormal investigator. I guess a boogeyman would be like an intimidating foe for Encyclopedia Black, our child psychic paranormal investigator. Our Encyclopedia Brown meets John Constantine that we talked about back in the Ordinary Person PCC. But then again, Encyclopedia Black is so smart and so well-versed in the paranormal, they're going to immediately find the boogeyman. So even if he's intimidating to them, they'll have all kinds of prep time, like Batman, and they'll have no difficulty defeating the boogeyman. That would be a feel-good story. I would enjoy that. As established, the boogeyman, 6 to 7 feet tall, looks like a giant, stereotypically dangerous homeless person, goes 220, 300 pounds. Under natural abilities, we get a little bit more detail about the boogeyman's just sort of interests and hobbies. Quote, cold-blooded killer who enjoys capturing, tormenting, and eating children and rats, bones and all, is not afraid of adults and will fight if threatened, enjoys brawls, fights to the death, and killing in general, but the fiend never eats adults. I like the idea that someone could like fights to the death. I mean, I don't share this predilection, but I can imagine enjoying fights where you kill somebody. Enjoying fights where somebody dies is like enjoying poker games where somebody loses all their money. I feel like in your heart of hearts, don't you like it better when they lose all their money? Good leaping distance, night vision, can teleport between dimensions like 5% of the time, regenerates damage, speaks a bunch of languages because of magic demon stuff, not because of any education. And then from there, we're on to vulnerabilities. And these are on page 232, the page we're discussing today, which is appropriate because what I really want to talk about is the limitations of the boogeyman once somebody follows the pathetically easy clue trail to their fucking cat-filled lair and decides to beat the shit out of them. What then, boogeyman? Not so tough when you've gone from facing one lonely child at the bus station to 26 armed adults, right? And no, they're not that tough. I mean, they're very strong, they're pretty resilient, but not so much when it's daytime out, and they're fully vulnerable to all man-made weapons. All their physical attributes and skills are halved in the daylight. Quote, attracts ravens and crows who caw and scream a warning of the boogeyman's presence before he attacks and when he is on the prowl. They will also attack a boogeyman out in the open when the fiend has less than 8 hit points, pecking and ripping him to death. Yes, that's right. Once the boogeyman gets down to 8 hit points, which is not at all impossible, like if you fight him during the day, I think between hit points and SDC being halved, the boogeyman can take a total of like 60 damage or something like that. If you fight this motherfucker during the day, get him down to 8 hit points, he'll be torn apart by crows and ravens. Those birds that are always lurking around squawking about him will just peck his ass to shreds if you soften him up first. Another vulnerability, quote, the boogeyman is lazy and solitary, always hunting alone, even avoids its own kind, never uses modern weapons, guns, but may use a knife and blunt weapons like a chair or club, and quote, disgusted by kindness, love, goodness, and beauty, and will avoid places that represent them and hurt people who exhibit them. So now we're even getting into character flaws, right? Being pecked to death by birds, that's like a classic curse. I mean, it so happens that the boogeyman is a shithead, but even if he weren't a shithead, you know, when you're a supernatural creature, sometimes you get cursed to get pecked to death by birds. It's just the way it goes. But then it goes deeper into character flaws. The boogeyman not only has the mortal enmity of corvids for some reason, but also is lazy, doesn't work well with others, doesn't like to go to places where people love each other or are kind or places that are good. Your options for places to hide are just diminishing and diminishing. You may think, oh, sure, go places where, you know, there's not a lot of supervision, not a lot of love to snatch kids. Sure, makes a lot of sense. But then when you go to hide a kid somewhere, as we've seen, this is why almost exclusively the boogeyman lives in places that look like they'd have a deluxe child molester living in them. Not great for hiding from search parties. And then the boogeyman's got some skills to bring to the table. Sure, and they're reasonably high level. We mentioned brewing. He can make booze. Prowl 65%, tailing 80%. And it says, quote, likes to watch adults engaged in vice and wrongdoing, but also follows and observes its prey slash child victim before snatching the poor kid when nobody else appears to be around or looking. So the boogeyman is a creep, likes to follow people around and watch them indulge in vices, but also tails kids. 80% chance to do that successfully, assuming it's not daylight hours, in which case it's only a 40% chance to do it successfully. And in any case, prowling, only a 65%. And that's at night. If somebody comes looking for the boogeyman during the day, checking around the lair, and the boogeyman tries to hide, he's got like a 32% chance to hide successfully. If the stench and the cawing birds and the meowing cats and his gigantic demonic girth don't give him away. Now, the boogeyman does have some psionic powers, so finally we're getting into some supernatural stuff, because so far, these could be the powers and abilities of an unusually tall and horrible person, just one who has a bad hangover and doesn't function well in direct sunlight. But now we get psionic powers, okay. We get alter aura, deaden senses, which at least somewhat helps with sneaking up and snatching kids from under people's noses. Death trance, which I personally wouldn't try if I were surrounded by all the crows in a 2-mile radius trying to peck me to death. Levitation, self only. Open lock, psychic repair, and resist pain. These are fine. I mean, opening a lock, that's going to be useful for abducting kids, I guess. Although, if you're hunting almost exclusively in public places where kids congregate without supervision, you know, it's not like you're snatching them from their bedrooms. Alter aura. Oh, what are you going to do? Change your aura so you look trustworthy. So if a psychic decides, I wonder if this 7 foot tall, stubbly, dirty, cackling motherfucker with rat meat in his teeth is a threat. Let me look at his aura. Oh, it says that he's saintly. It says that he's just misunderstood. I think I'll believe that he's not keeping a child here. I won't even bother to look under the pile of rat carcasses. Psychic repair. Psychic repair? Like, for what? For your fucking bathtub gin operation that you set up in your dank little fucking hole? Does this motherfucker spend all day up on the roof of his murder shed just fixing the gutters, patching up some leaks, and exerting vast psychic power to do so? Psychic repair costs like 20 ISP. The boogeyman's only got like 31. It's like, what are you doing, dude? Don't you have some kids to kill? Be responsible. Anyway, ultimately, the dumbest thing on this page is the context in which you meet a boogeyman. Quote, tend to be independent and solitary creatures, even avoiding their own kind, but will obediently serve supernatural beings more powerful than they. May also ally itself to and assist evil mortals, who let the boogeyman do terrible things and sate its hunger. Fearful of raw power and respectful of cunning and treachery, the boogeyman may also serve other powerful supernatural beings, usually in the capacity of a guard, enforcer, or kidnapper. Having just perused the resume of the boogeyman, put yourself in the position of an evil sorcerer, a cult leader, an alien intelligence, a demon lord. Why on earth would you ever hire a boogeyman for anything? Just to recap and put on your HR goggles here and think about whether this is a good hire. Cruel, vindictive, abusive, can't function during the day, constantly followed by a swarm of birds that want to peck him to death. Huge, stinks, has to constantly kill children to survive, therefore requires a lair close to a source of children. Oh sure, he'll relocate to be near your evil plan, as long as your evil plan takes place within 5 miles of a Build-A-Bear or whatever the fuck, and I'm sure it won't draw any attention that the same guy you've hired as a guard or enforcer or whatever also happens to abduct a child roughly every other week and take them to the same dank shithole that's within 5 miles of your master plan. Pro, fatigues slowly compared to a human being. Con, extremely lazy. Con, solitary, doesn't like working with you or anyone else. Con, surrounded by 24 yowling cats at all times, in addition to the birds. Another con, fully vulnerable to human weapons, which means if he gets cornered by, let's say, an angry parent in the middle of the day, he could easily be killed by, let's say, an angry young mother in yoga pants and a fucking knit top with a baseball bat. Hey, here's another con for employing him as a kidnapper. He won't go anywhere where people love anybody. All the best people to kidnap are loved by someone. Oh, and did I mention that the boogeyman loves to habitually kill pets, scare kids, harass authority figures, and in other ways, draw a shitstorm down upon himself, and by extension, you. The idea that you would often encounter a boogeyman as a kind of foot soldier for any respectable mastermind is absolutely fucking wrong. The dumbest thing on this page. There's a concept behind the boogeyman that I can get behind. A low-level kind of like folklore, urban legend, child hunting monster that is not so tough, it's just like a horrifying concept that kids are getting hurt, and it kind of feels good as like a slam dunk for the player characters. Early on, you're low level, take down a scary and disgusting, but ultimately very manageable demonic child predator, feels good. But while Deluxe Child Molester is maybe, arguably, a decent idea for the bestiary, the idea that anybody needs to hire a Deluxe Child Molester is manifestly dumb. The only thing this being has the motivation and maybe the skills to pull off is snatching one child and delivering them to a predetermined location. And if I were gonna hire a child abductor for that job, I wouldn't hire a child abductor who might eat the fucking kid on the way back home. Anyway, with that, we're done talking about the boogeyman. Join me next time as we move from the incomprehensibly repulsive to the repulsively incomprehensible and discuss the Boshala on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the top-secret Patreon-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that RSS feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. I am Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Beyond the Supernatural, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Zambita. This season's theme song is Horizon Ending by Soft and Furious, whose work you can find at loyaltyfreakmusic.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.